This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome to the program. I'm Laurie Rubinson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. Producing tonight, it is Mr. Connor Green, and I will be with you until 1 a.m. We got a few hours to do this. Phone lines are open, or you can hit me up on Twitter. We'll keep you posted on some of the college hoops that are going on. We got a tight one, Michigan State versus New Mexico. That one, 54-51. Interesting game there. Tom Izzo coaching against Rick Pitino's son, Richard Pitino, and New Mexico. So that's a fun one going on there. All right. You want to talk some college hoops? The phone lines are open. UConn with a very fun game came up just short against Florida. I have Florida winning the whole thing. Duke looked dominating today. I have Florida and Duke in my brackets in the final. And you want to talk about St. John's and their loss to Arkansas and John Calipari yesterday and how Rick Pitino handled the end of that game and the Big East player of the year, R.J. Lewis Jr., benching his star player for the last almost 5 minutes, 4 minutes and 56 seconds after the kid shot 3 of 17. Was that the right move? Could it have been handled better? I would tell you yes. I think it could have been handled better. Pretty simple. Here's how I would have handled it. Is, yes, he's shooting 3 for 17. I understand you want to, and right before that play, when he takes him out, he was forcing the ball. I get it. You want to take him out and have a conversation and basically tell him, I'm going to put you back in, but the offense for the next four and a half minutes has to run through Zubi Ejiofor. That's our advantage right now. You can't hit the side of a barn right now, so stop chucking. You want to say that? Okay. But he still gave you a better chance to win. And from, I didn't think that was actually handled that well. All right. 888-808-1019. Also this weekend, big news out of the New York Giants. We've been waiting for, I don't know, the smoke from the Vatican, for the Giants to actually put a quarterback on the roster. No offense to Tommy DeVito, but somebody who could be a bridge quarterback. And there was the talk, is it going to be Aaron Rodgers and all the speculation? Does he want to go to Minnesota? He's traveling to the Steelers. And honestly, besides having a house in New Jersey at the moment, why else would he choose the Giants over the Steelers if he wants to play and not retire this year? And besides, he's Aaron Rodgers, so he's going to sit around and take forever to make a decision anyway. And then that leaves Russell Wilson, Joe Flacco, and Jameis Winston. And the Giants, after conversations and visits with players, and I'm sure some stuff has to do with money and what players wanted and the roles that you have for them. And ultimately, the Giants hoping upon hope that somehow they can get in one of these top two quarterbacks. This will be a big week. There's a lot of quarterbacks doing pro days and all that going on. But it looks like, more and more, it looks increasingly, based on how the Tennessee Titans have behaved in free agency, where they did not go out and get another veteran quarterback. And, I mean, I guess they got Brandon Allen, but they didn't really. They have Will Levis. But what they did do in free agency, spent a boatload of money bolstering their offensive line. And when you do that, well, read the tea leaves. It generally is, that's a good thing to do before you draft a rookie quarterback to try and support him. So we'll see, but signs pointing there. And then that means, what will the Cleveland Browns do? Will they stay put at two and draft a quarterback in Shedeur Sanders, leaving the Giants without the top two quarterbacks? Then what do they do at three? Do they draft the best available talent, one of the two blue chip players talent-wise in this draft? Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter? Do they draft one of them and then try and pick up a quarterback in the second round, trade up in the first round, do something? Or do they reach for a quarterback with the number three overall pick? 888-808-1019. Those are some of the questions that we are facing. And we got some callers on. You know what? We'll go right to them. Kevin in Camden. My buddy Kev, what's going on? Hey, Kev, how are you?
I'm good, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing well. We're going to get to talking more and more about Jameis Winston and the Giants signing Jameis, but I think it is something you have an opinion on, and you've been waiting on social media and telling me for about 24 hours. So lay it on me. What's your opinion?
I don't like it. You know, it's not just the way everybody's mentioning. It's not just that. Just the interceptions. I know that he's got some talent. After all that we went through last year, we're gonna go through this. This is the best we can get at this point.
The sad part is when you say, "Is this the best we can get right now?" Look, Aaron Rodgers is not coming. He's not coming to the Giants, and if he did decide to change his mind and want the Giants, based on the contract they gave to Jameis Winston, $4 million a year, they're paying him like a backup. That's less money than Drew Locke. So, you know, they could still sign an Aaron Rodgers, and they obviously have decided that Jameis Winston and that contract is better as a bridge quarterback if it's a rookie than, I guess, Russell Wilson and Joe Flacco. Now, you mentioned the other part of it, which is that you said the other stuff. So let's just put this out there in terms of the other stuff. Is there's allegations and settlements. There's the one from college that where there was a settlement. Florida State paid, I think, $950,000.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
$1 to settle a woman alleged sexual assault, rape. Yep. Against Jameis Winston, that was in college. And then a few years ago, I guess 2018, there was an incident in an Uber with a female Uber driver with inappropriate sexual touching. And that one was, and, you know, and again, I'll use the word allegedly. These are accusations that were out there. In that case, the NFL decided to suspend him for 3 games. So neither thing went to... where he was convicted legally. We'll put that out there and we'll say that. And I know some Giants fans will be annoyed, or football fans will be annoyed when I bring these things up. I will tell you, I won't bring them up every Sunday when he throws an interception, but I do feel there are milestone moments, like when you sign him to a contract, that we should just put this out there, because here's, I'm then going to talk about the positives of a Jameis Winston. So you're saying, is this the best we can do right now? And, you know, really, it's probably comparing him, and if Aaron Rodgers isn't coming, then it's, you know, you're comparing him and you're comparing Russell Wilson and Joe Flacco. And in terms of a Jameis Winston, he will be entertaining. He will throw a ton of touchdown passes. He will throw a, you know, if and when he plays versus a rookie. Jameis will throw touchdown passes. He will, your wide receivers will flourish. He will then throw pick sixes and interceptions. And, you know, it'll be some good, some bad, entertaining, frustrating. And from a wins and losses standpoint, will he, how much will he move the needle? That I don't know.
I will say this. I don't, and also, the other thing too, they can still draft a quarterback, and I told you the one quarterback I do not want them to take, and that is what I'm thinking is going to happen. If they draft him along with Winston,
who don't, remind me, who don't you want?
It's Sanders.
You don't want Sanders.
No.
And remind me, is it because of like his dad and the distractions, or why don't you like him?
And then like his attitude towards his teammates, I was like, kind of don't need that baggage, especially here in New York. We don't need it. But I get the kid's talented, but I just all the other stuff is just getting, it's a little too much for me. So having the two of them on the same scheme, that's going to be a little much for me. I'm not, you know, it's just going to be like, this is going to be, on top of last year when I thought it was already bad, this might get worse. I don't know.
All right. I thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I think the stuff on Shedeur Sanders, I don't know. I've come around on Shedeur. You know, if you want him as a quarterback or don't want him as a quarterback, I would judge it more based on his attributes as a quarterback, his skills. I think he can handle the off-the-field stuff of New York City. I'm no longer worried about that. I think he would be fine handling that and the leadership and all of that. If you like him as a quarterback and the play and the physical attributes, or you don't, I would evaluate him based on that. 888-808-1019. James and Philip, I see you. We'll grab a break. We'll come back with your calls.